What is easier to do, to fall in love or to stay in love? As you think about the answer to that question, I'd like to begin today by saying that there is no other subject matter more prevalent throughout history than love. Love has impacted every single person, culture, society, and time period. More poems, books, songs, and movies have been written about love than any other subject matter. Love is the central part of our existence. From the moment we are formed in our mother's womb, we are seeking the warmth and security that being loved gives us. The reason being is that programmed in each of us is the need to love and also to be loved. And you would think that with so much history and experience, we'd all be experts at love. But love, however, is as mysterious and confusing today as in any time throughout history. And the mystery is not so much falling in love. That's actually easy. The mystery is being able to stay in love. We look at the divorce rate and it says it all. So many fall in love and get married, but few are able to stay in love and stay married. For the many who fall out of love, the problem is that they view love through the prism of their feelings and emotions. And let's face it, our feelings and emotions are constantly changing. And what is worse, they often get us into many troubles. For this reason, love should never be based on our feelings. Instead, we need to understand that love is a choice. It is a decision. It is a decision that should never be placed in the hands of our own emotions, and much less in the emotions that others cause us to feel. Jesus put it this way, "My command is this, love each other as I have loved you. You did not choose me, but I chose you, and I appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, and so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you. This is my command, love each other." You see, love is not an emotion. There's a lot of emotion in love, but love is not an emotion. The problem with our emotion is that they're constantly getting us into trouble, as I previously stated. Some of our worst decisions were based on our emotions. To love as Jesus loved is a choice that does not depend on the actions of others. It's not even subject to being loved by others. To love is always our choice, and it's always our decision. We should never place our decision to love others on our emotion. We must decide to love others, those who deserve to be loved and those who do not, simply because our Heavenly Father chose to love us and appointed us to love others.